Layering. Start from a single concept and create different levels of difficulty from it, as per page 39. One way is to assign one layer to each person. And if you don't know everyone, start everyone on the easy layers, and then you can quickly advance those people who can. If they're advanced, tell them to go through every layer in 30 seconds, for example. You can add rhythmic layers as well, like whole, half, quarter, etc. You can add technique elements like putting legato, etc. Or if they think they got it, give them other options. They can go very deep or very wide. It's not hard to get ideas. Just remember, A, you have to come up with activities. B, come up with layers. C, assign the right ones to each student. Simply find different elements to combine. Layering is useful because it allows them to train longer than just providing variation and accommodating different levels. If they're getting distracted, it means they're not getting enough variation. If they're having fun, it's great, but if they're bored, there's not enough layers. Optimal layering conditions, like everyone has a comfort zone, and immediately beyond that is the zone it's called the zone of proximal development, where you're stretching, but it's not yet too hard. You're not too far away from the comfort zone that it's too hard. Sometimes you have to change the context. In other words, when the energy goes down, you can use, for example, a backing track in a new key, but the same idea. Or they love playing to songs, so, you know, choose songs. Keep it lively. Maintain a database for all layers. Side note, TuneBat.com, TuneBat, tells you what key a song is in. People think classes are crap because people who teach in groups are usually crap. And if you can't convince them to do groups, invite them for free to a free fun group and have a great time, and then sell them on the group afterwards. One-to-ones are a disservice to the students. Page 44, you fill out the class type, which is general training or specialized, the subject, and then possible layered activities. Example, chord switching. Activities are hover and squeeze, reading a chord chart, and each of these are then layerable. So you're not writing down the layers at this point, just the activities. Other examples of the chord switching could be swapping between movable chord forms, finding root notes, applying rhythms. Another example is a phrasing class, which is a training class. The layerable activities could include bends, vibrato, slides, trills, hammer-ons, rakes, legato, palm muting, theme and variation, phrase variation on one lick. How? Take a phrase and play it several times using a different element. Or start with the expressive element and then create a phrase around that. Or transcribe a melody. Or take a three-note phrase and embellish only one note at a time. Or, and each of these could be taught, you know, one per week. Like, each of these could be an activity. You could have years worth of material. Example, bends. Layered activity could be half steps, whole step bends, pre-bends, etc. And each of these are layerable. Another example, pentatonic sequences. A layered activity could be just play the scale up and down, and the layers could be different time signatures, keys, etc. The next layered activity would be four-note patterns. Layers would be triplets, other permutations, etc. Another example, the class subject is chords. The focus of the day is movable chords. Possible layered activities would be moving root notes, moving power chords, moving bar chords, triads on specific string sets, how many strums per bar, the speed of the chord changes, the variety in chord progressions, movable chord fills. In other words, don't teach many different private lessons all at the same time. A class is doing the same activity with different layers, so the activity is common to all students in the class.